and we are joined by our first coach in the teleconference, Michigan's Brady Hoke. The Wolverines are receiving votes in both the Associated Press and USA Today coaching polls. Michigan opens the season Saturday at home against Western Michigan, a 3:30 game to appear on ABC. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. And I think, everyone is ready to start playing football games. I think we've all gone through our camps, and obviously we're trying all to be better every day that we're on the field, and I think we've had a good camp. I think we've learned a lot about ourselves as a football team, and so we're excited. We're going to play a tremendously well-coached and a very athletic Western Michigan team on Saturday, and we've got to go out there and play our best football.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Your first question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Brady, what are going to be the top priorities that you're going to look for from your defense on Saturday?
Well, you know, Adam, I always think, we got to start off by playing great rush defense. And that's something that we've talked an awful lot about. You know, Western presents a lot of different problems because they're so multiple in their personnel, and they're going to spread you out a little bit and run the football that way. But I think us at the line of scrimmage first and foremost, and then our 11 guys getting to the football on defense and getting off the blocks and playing, you know, with a fanaticism the way you need to play defense.
Is there one of the units on defense that's made the most progress, you would say, since the start of camp?
I think, you know, up front, I think we've sorted some things out a little bit. I think, with Mike and Ryan leading the way, I think Craig Rowe and Jabril Black, I think Will Campbell, Quentin Young, Washington, who's a young guy for us, Nathan Brink and Will Heinegger, I think we've got some multiple alignments that we can put out on the field. And you know, that's going to help us in a lot of ways, help us keep fresh. So we got guys in there who are fresh all day long, and they can play at a high level. And I think at the same time, it keeps you healthy when you start getting into the course of the season.
Thanks, Brady.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Bob Asmussen with Campaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, how does it feel to start your Michigan career with five home games? And then, do you remember ever doing that before any time in your career, starting with so many home games?
Well, you know, Bob, I can't remember it, and I guess to some degree, you know, I don't think about it much. You know, we are as coaches, so one week at a time, who we playing, and don't really think about where. We're just trying to get to know our opponent, and also, we've got to keep our focus on us and how we develop as a team, and how we go out to practice every day, and how we are in those meetings and those film sessions with our preparation.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Michael Rothstein with ESPN.com.
Hi, Brady. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Good. Brady, yesterday you were talking about that you don't think you guys are near ready yet.
Yep.
Is that, how much of that is you managing maybe expectations versus you actually thinking you guys could, you know, be in trouble come Saturday?
Well, I think it basically is, you know, it's always the truth, and we're not ready. You know, there's some things that I would like and we would like to see us do. When you look at a tempo of practice, there's things that I think when you look at the ball security and making sure that every guy who touches that ball understands that they're carrying that ball for 114 other guys, and I think that's a big part of it. I think from a defensive standpoint, are we taking the great angles to the football, you know, when we're going against our switch personnel teams? Are we getting off blocks, and are we forcing the ball the way we need to support it? So I think a lot of it is our expectations of how we expect to play every Saturday.
Thanks, Brady. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of John Borton with the Wolverine Magazine.
Coach, when you
hi John,
how are you doing, Brady? When you're
good,
when you're dealing with a kicker, a place kicker that hasn't had a lot of on-field success, what mm-hmm. do you do to build up his confidence, not just in practice, but to have it play out on the field?
The one thing, and I've got to give Dave Brandon some credit, John, we've kicked those guys a bunch up in the stadium. You know, it's for us, it's one thing kicking here on State Street and another being up on Main Street. You know, you've got the wind swirls a little bit in that beautiful stadium, and there's it's a different dynamic, and I think that's helped. I think we've had a lot of competition, which I think always helps. So there's that added pressure on a guy to be successful, and I think we've given him a variety of places to kick from, and I'm really confident in how Brendan has kicked during the course of fall camp.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Andy Gardner with USA Today.
Morning, Coach. I had a question about in the context of the recent run of incidents we've had with quarterbacks at high-profile programs. I wondered, as from your coaching perspective, what expectations you have for your quarterback in terms of setting the tone for the team and leadership, and do you hold the quarterback to a higher standard than perhaps other players, and is that fair if you do so?
Well, I don't know if it's fair or not, and I'll be honest with you, I really don't care if it is or not. I do know this, so I know that we've got a tremendous young man here in Denard Robinson, and the way he handles himself and conducts himself, and he brings a lot of competitiveness, a lot of energy. I think his growth and maturity from spring to what we started at a fall camp and to where we're at right now has been a real bright spot for our football team. And, you know, he brings a tremendous energy to us as a football team and a football program. So I'm very excited about his progress.
A follow-up question. You know, quarterbacks as the face of a program oftentimes can also be the most inviting target for agents or boosters or people just looking to make a name by picking a fight. How do you try to work with that and counsel your quarterbacks to be prepared or to stay out of trouble of that sort?
Well, I think when you look at it, you know, there's a ton of things that we have to do of educating, you know, and you have to educate them. You've got to know and talk to them about the real world. I mean, we, like a lot of teams, we had the enforcement part of the NCAA here and trying to educate them on what's going on out there and, you know, who are your friends and, you know, what kind of circle do you want to keep? And so, you know, I think other than that and continuously having those conversations, I don't know what else you can do.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Arnold with CBSSports.com.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Jeff?
Good. You know, yesterday you talked about how athletic Western Michigan was, and especially coming from the quarterback position. You know, how good of a challenge is this for your defense to kind of, you know, kind of meet your expectations of getting pressure on the quarterback and testing the secondary?
Well, you know, number one, you know, Bill Kubit's a great football coach, and being in the Mid-American Conference and competing against Bill and his teams are, you know, they're always ready to play the game of football, and he has his team ready. I think Alex Carter is one of the better quarterbacks probably in the Midwest. I think he is a guy that when you watch tape from a year ago, he doesn't panic. He threw for 30 touchdowns. He has a great release. He has a great sense for what they're doing from an offensive standpoint. And you know, it's going to be a test for us. There's no question about it, you know. And I think everybody is at that stage right now. You know, we've played each other enough. We've beat on each other enough. We need to find out where we're at and the things that we do well and what we evaluate. We want to do better. And the things we don't do so well, then we've got a lot of improvements still to make.
What's your biggest concern on defense going into Saturday?
You know, I think it always starts up front. You know, from a standpoint, if we're doing a good job of attacking the line of scrimmage, if we're doing a good job getting off blocks, if we're doing a good job with the gap integrity of what you want to do defensively, and then I'd like to see how many guys we get to the football, you know, on every snap.
All right, thanks, Brady.
Thanks, Jeff.
Your next question comes from the line of Chris Ballas with the Wolverine Magazine.
Coach, Stephen Hopkins, Thomas Rawls, what do these guys have to do to get in the mix at running back?
Well, I think there's just more consistency. You know, I think, Chris, that's a big part of it. You know, be more consistent. Obviously, I think Stephen, you know, is probably a little further along because Thomas just being a young guy. But Stephen's a big back also, and he in short yardage situations can be a guy that can get you that extra, I don't know, 6 to 18 inches, what you may need.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Shope with Spartan Nation.
Coach, what do you make of some of the rule changes coming into 2011, specifically the 10-second rundown? Is that something you're in favor of?
Well, you know what? That's a great question, John, and I say that because I think it's so new to all of us. And, you know, we've gone through scrimmages where we've had those conversations with the Big Ten officials, and this would be a situation in a two-minute that I think it probably, once we all get used to it, is going to be a big part of college football. But, you know, as a coach, you're trying to make sure you're managing the game well and making the good decisions for your players.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.